Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Hugo Savinovich reckons Charlotte Flair has lingering backstage issues in WWE.
Vince McMahon is done with interviews and company conference calls.
We got some backstage notes on the WrestleMania 37 chaos rain delay thing.
And once again, CM Punk shoots on WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
I can't tell you how many times I've had to practice company conference calls. And this is the news.
Buttery biscuit base. All right, let's kick things off by talking about Charlotte Flair. Interview here with Hugo Savinovich, the ex-WWE announcer Hugo Savinovich, conducted by Nick Houseman of Wrestling Inc. Now, Hugo is the guy who conducted Andrade's first post-WWE release for Lucha Libre Online, if you remember that one. All kinds of juicy bits and pieces coming out of that interview. Now, before we dive into this, please take this with a pinch of salt or maybe a giant jug of salt, because keep in mind, Hugo is the same guy who claimed last year that Karrion Kross is an ex-mafia hitman. So, you know, keep that in mind as we kind of go through this. But one of the things they spoke about here, Houseman and Savinovich, was Charlotte Flair missing WrestleMania and the Andrade interview and everything surrounding that. When asked if Hugo thought that Charlotte missing WrestleMania was a consequence of Andrade asking for and receiving his WWE release, Hugo said, definitely. He also called the pregnancy that never was, of course we've covered that story before, a cheap excuse on the company's behalf, questioning why Charlotte was able to show up on Raw a couple of nights later, but not appear at WrestleMania. And he kind of touched on the whole thing, and the idea of maybe lingering issues and how difficult it is to be a couple within WWE. I've got some quotes here. I'll just read it out as he said it. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that Charlotte came back, but I don't think things are that cool because that's her man. Andrade, of course, is gone. It is tough when you're a couple and you work for the same boss because anything can happen, even if they don't want to admit it. You're going to pay the price. Her price, Charlotte, was to miss WrestleMania. And then the next day, it was like nothing happened. She kicked everybody's ass, and wow, this is very strange. So yeah, she did kick everyone's ass. She came back on Raw, beat up Rhea Ripley, beat up Asuka, beat up John Cena. She's got her sights set on the Raw Women's title. She's going to be in that picture, seemingly, for the foreseeable future. But, you know, Hugo's theory here, it's not out with the realm of possibility. Of course it's not, because he's obviously has a relationship with Andrade. He interviewed him. But at the same time, there's that Karrion Kross story that just I cannot get out of my head. So here we are. Adam Wilborn, give me your rundown of this situation.
Yeah, it's tough to know what to believe here. Like you say, I sense it's a little from column A and a little from column B in terms of the fact that I think that there probably is some weight to the fact that I have no doubt if your other half is not with the company, is with another company, or is leaving the company, in particular with Charlotte Flair, of course, it's not going to make things necessarily easier for you backstage. Whether that was the reasoning why she was pulled off WrestleMania, I don't know. There's, you know, the pregnancy, there's COVID, and the fact there was, you know, I'm not saying there wasn't anything for her, but if they did want to, like, crowbar her back into that story, it would feel like a waste. It would have been, like, what, 1-2 weeks before WrestleMania that they would have to force her into that Asuka Rhea Ripley storyline. I think they've kind of stumbled into quite a great storyline with it all. Whether or not that is due to Andrade's release, I sense this is something we'll never truly know the answer to, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a theory, and it's a theory that you can get to by connecting various dots. And, you know, maybe it's someone that Hugo knows on the inside. But it's interesting nonetheless. I think that Charlotte long term will be absolutely fine in WWE. She's like a 700 gazillion time champion already. And she will be more than that by the time her career is done. So best of luck to Andrade. Looking forward to seeing what he does next. And best of luck to Charlotte, who is still a tremendous TV performer. Looking forward to seeing her next move.
Yeah, still though, sucks to be in the Andrade Charlotte household right now. Andrade no longer working with WWE, and Charlotte dropping 100 G's because of her actions on Raw, of course. Wrestling is real to me, damn it. Right, why is Vince McMahon never on company conference calls, and why isn't he doing interviews anymore? That's what we're all thinking. Well, the answer to that came recently from PW Insider's Dave Scherer. He responded to a Q&A question about Vince McMahon's lack of appearances on interviews and stuff. Basically, he said he doesn't want to. He has put Nick Khan in that position nowadays. He's just not a fan, really, of doing them anymore, answering questions, doing interviews, doing conference calls. Plus, at the end of the day, he's also 70 bloody five. I know that's different in McMahon years. It's like the opposite of dog years or something. But, yeah, he can't be arsed, basically. And you know what? Fair enough. Also, I think you're going to get more straightforward answers from someone like Nick Khan, Andy.
Yeah, Nick Khan is like a really interesting interview. If you haven't actually checked out his recent appearance on the Colin Cowherd podcast, you should check that out. He's a really compelling talker, whether or not you agree with what he says during this interview or not. So it kind of makes sense for that guy to be, you know, the public speaking man in the company. Look, I'm 33 years old and I can barely be arsed talking to anyone, so I don't blame Vince at all at 75, although Vince probably has the vitality of a 20-year-old, let's be honest. We've seen him in the gym, all right? Mm. So fair play to Vince. It is what it is. Nick Khan has such weird, like, alpha energy on these calls and stuff, and when you listen to it, you will understand why Vince went for him, even beyond like his obvious business acumen and stuff. So there we go. WrestleMania 37, rain delay, gone from the network. We spoke about that yesterday. They deleted the crap out of that. But we got some notes on it. On the backstage situation that went down during this rain delay, courtesy of a report from Fightful Select, diving into the matter, describing chaotic scenes as WWE tried to fill the gap. According to the report, a bunch of performers were actually just kind of swiped and went, hey, do a promo with like minimal direction, while others pitched their own ideas that may or may not have come to light on television. All in all, WWE officials are said to be very satisfied with how the time was filled and how everything came across. Guys like Kevin Owens knocked out of the park, I think, in their unscripted promo, so fair play. And the idea to hold actual matches in the backstage area, which was fluttered around the rumour mill a couple of times, never came to mind. That would have been ridiculous, so fair play. Yeah, the rain delay was crazy. I just remember our group chat lighting up as me and Adam Nicholas were preparing to go on the stream. It's like, oh God, we're going to be awake until 8 in the morning, aren't we? But, you know, they did their best. They filled it quite well. And you know, now the sight of Samoa Joe in a poncho is going to be the last thing we ever see from him on WWE TV. So there you go.
Yeah, oh, to have been a fly on the wall backstage when that was all happening, by the way. You know, they talk about chaos for just a normal episode of Monday Night Raw. The biggest show of the year, finding out that they couldn't have wrestling for the first half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it was. Yeah. Fascinating. Like you say, some people did look like they did just been told 10 seconds before, you're going to be on camera, fill as much time as you can rattling on about WrestleMania. Shane McMahon looking even sweatier than usual. But like you say, some other people looked incredible, like Kevin Owens. And hey, maybe this was a dry run for unscripted promos. And if it was, maybe we should do more of that, WWE. They won't. They've deleted it all off the networks, or the Peacock at the very least, so that's what they think of that. Anyway, let's move on and talk about someone who is very good at unscripted promos. One CM Punk. He's been chatting to Sports Illustrated. Sports Eyes there. Is that right?
I have no idea what you're on about,
Justin Barrasso. He's been talking about returning to WWE and said basically if he did that, he would be, quote, just another guy that's doing not good television. Basically, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. I wouldn't hold your breath on that. He says, I get offered to do a lot of stuff and I say no to 90% of it just because my thing is I need to work with quality human beings. It just seems like maybe in pro wrestling there is a lack of quality human beings. Yeah, I like doing fun quality projects. If there is a fun quality wrestling project that gets sent my way, I will listen to it. But I sense that it's going to be a long while before we see him on in a WWE ring, Andy Murray.
It's a CM Punk return story, you know what I mean? We've kind of gone over these a thousand times before. We will be talking about CM Punk potentially returning to the ring until he either returns to the ring or loses a leg or something, right? He gets asked about it all the time, and he speaks very well and eloquently, and he has this knack of creating sound bites, so we're obviously going to cover it because it's interesting stuff. But, you know, he makes valid points with regards to, like, how he'd be used and, you know, what his subjective opinion on the quality of the programming. That's all his perspective. I still think he's an interesting talker. But, yeah, I mean, we'll be back next month with another story about CM Punk returning. See you there.
Yeah, he basically wants a project he's passionate about and a boatload of money. So that's what it's going to take, basically. And, you know, if you're someone like myself who predicted he would return to a ring, you can celebrate the fact that, of course, that he did in Stephen Amell's TV show Heels. So I am right. Have that comment section. Right, let's move on to your Twitter question. That What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. The Other James starts us off saying, hey, folks, with Brian Cage showing respect to veterans like Sting, could you see him intervening to help Christian Cage if things get out of hand with Powerhouse Hobbs, since they share the last name?
Suddenly, Brian Cage and Christian Cage are brothers. Yeah, I mean, I could see him intervening if Powerhouse Hobbs takes it a little bit too far, because that's kind of been the theme. I have respect for you. I'm Brian Cage. I'm a respectful man. But I kind of hope it doesn't. I don't want Team Taz arguing, man. I don't want this tension. Oh. I want them to come back together and kick everyone's ass. So hopefully that's where this is headed.
Are we finally getting Ricky Starks on Dynamite again tonight?
We are, against Hangman Page, no less. Really good.
Oh, thank you. God, I've missed that absolute piece in a wrestling ring. But yes, I do like the idea of Cage and Cage. They sound like a legal team, but yes, I'm intrigued to see how that one plays out. Tim Housen says, good morning, guys. CM Punk teases again yesterday with a match with Will Ospreay, and somehow I got to booking Samoa Joe in New Japan. What are some matches you'd like to see from Joe in New Japan Pro Wrestling? Also, congrats on 2 mil. Thank you very much, Tim House. And don't forget, today is our New York live show, I believe, at 5 p.m. on the channel, and lots more good stuff coming your way to celebrate 2 million subscribers. Thanks again to everyone for helping us hit that.
Absolutely, and shout out to Tim Housen's brother Dan as well. Very evil, very nice, very evil. Yeah, Samoa Joe in New Japan, so many interesting matches. Him and Ishii just smashing into each other would be a lot of fun. The sheer presence of character and charisma of him and Minoru Suzuki, Samoa Joe and Suzuki would be amazing. And of course, I got to go with my boy Shingo Takagi. That'd be tremendous as well.
Oh, I genuinely thought you were going to say, is it Yano?
Yano! I mean, I'd go for it. Why not?
I love that as well. Samoa Joe's trying to get cleared by WWE. He leaves, goes to New Japan. It's the Stone Pitbull! There you go!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, quick reminder, I love telling this story. I was once security for him when we had him in What Culture Pro Wrestling. What a pointless bloody job that was. Yeah. Don't worry, I've got this.
Don't worry, Tom.
Final couple of questions. A genius put to him, but I'll allow it, from Eddie Zamari. Eddie says, congrats for the 2 million subscribers. Thank you very much, Eddie. I have two questions for you guys. What is your guys' favourite video working together that created a moment amongst you guys? And if you could interview one wrestling legend on the channel, who and why?
There was a video that we shot in New York. The dead of night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We just wanted to get it in the can and get to sleep. But one member of the crew wanted to film a skit afterwards, and the skit kept going wrong and wrong and wrong. And in the moment, it was like, come on, brother, we just want to get to sleep. But, you know, things like this bring you closer together. And we felt more of a bond as a team after that. There's another one that I can't go into, unfortunately. but nothing illegal. Just, you know, I don't want to put anyone's personal stuff on blast. As far as interviewing a legend goes, I mean, it's Gangrel, obviously, or Tugboat. Take your pick.
Tugboat, yes. I mean, I'm going to go for fairly obvious ones in terms of favourite videos. Memorable moments. We always come back to it. Haku nearly taking off Simon Miller's head at the Bullet Club block party. That image will stay with me forever. And I'm going to say again, wrestling catchphrase. The video's still up on the channel. Go and watch it, because then it'll hopefully be able to help us convince the bosses to shoot a second one of these. It was genuinely some of the most fun I've had working at What Culture. And as Andy will attest to, it was preposterous seeing the preparation that went into it. And Andy would walk around to my desk and go, why is there a dragon mask next to your desk? And go, oh, nothing, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. In terms of interviews, if I could interview one wrestling legend, it'd be The Rock. Because obviously then we'd hit 3 million subscribers. But you know what? On a more serious note, if it's not The Rock, who is an absolute hero of mine, William Regal. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I could listen to that bloke read the bloody phone book. He's got so many great wrestling stories. I've rewatched that interview from years ago he did with Gorilla Position just the other day on YouTube. He's just fascinating. So, yeah, I'd love to have him on here. Right, let's move on to today's. And finally, we talked about The Fiend's interesting merch yesterday, those shorts of his. And now Malcolm Bivins, a guy who you really should be following on Twitter if you're not already. He's brilliant. Has launched his own pair of shorts to compete with The Fiend's. Here it is. It's got a thing for backwards cigars, a thing for the TV show Martin, starring Martin Lawrence, and the phrase knock if you buck across the crotch or arse area, I can't tell, and a little sponsorship from Waffle House, and the 100 emoji, Andy. These might be the best shorts I've ever seen.
They're certainly better than The Fiend's. Yes, there bar. We go. There we go.
It's a very low bar. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we've got the NXT review and the AEW Dynamite preview to come later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. While you're there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Oh. All right, there we
Did
go.
Did he have his eyes knocked out of his head once? That was a story. I think he's like paragliding or something. His eyes got knocked out of his head. So,
I only remember
Happy
the Zodiac.
Birthday, anyway, follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.